And I wonder if they reflected on how amazing that was, that in a place of complete destitute, there is hope. In a place of what seems to be complete abandonment, there is life of possibilities. And so we are to never give up, to never give in, to always seek and to find places of strength. And one of those places of strength that we often come to are the scriptures. And believe me, it can also be a source of frustration and a place of what? But it can also be a source of awe and wonderment. And so I want to share with you a story from the book of Genesis, one that is pretty familiar. And if it's not, allow the words to just echo within you. And to be mindful of whatever emotions, feelings, or visions you may have. It's from Genesis chapter 9, starting at verse 8. The floodwaters have happened. Ark has landed. And the author writes this. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between you and me and every living creature that is with you, for all future generations." Do you remember what that covenant was, that sign, that symbol that God put?
Rainbow.
The rainbow. "I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And when I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." And God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." I love this pericope in Genesis. I love this little piece, this little morsel that the author of Genesis gives us. Oftentimes when people think of God, they think of that distant being up in the clouds, or they think of a God of wrath and judgment. And I'll get to that in a little later. But first and foremost, we see here in the book of Genesis a God of love and compassion, who says that I will create a covenant not only with Noah and his sons and family, but for all generations. For those who are not yet born, for those who are not even thought of, for those who are thousands of years away, I will make a covenant. Before I even know you, I will make a covenant that I will love you, that I will stand by you, that I will always be there for you. Even though you don't exist yet, I make this pledge, this covenant. And a covenant isn't just some, you know, little certificate that loses its expiration date after a certain amount of time. A covenant is a spiritual pact. It was a legal agreement between two parties, two persons. And we see that it is God who is initiating. Not someone going up to God and saying, "So, you know, I've got this idea. You know, that flood that happened? Yeah, that wasn't really good. Kind of wiping out the whole world, leaving just one family left. How do I repopulate the earth? Legally?" You know what I mean? That's a symbol. It's a symbol. The whole flood story is a symbol. It didn't really happen. It's a symbol. It's a metaphor. The water symbolized chaos. The water symbolized those moments in our lives when we feel like we're drowning. And the ark, it didn't exist. It's not real, but it's a symbol. It's a symbol of that place that you go for safety when you are feeling overwhelmed by life. Do you have a safe place in your life that you can go to when you feel like you're drowning? When you feel like you are abandoned? When you feel like God is nowhere to be found? When you feel like all of life is just coming at you? Do you have a covenant, I mean, an ark that you can go into and be protected while the storms of life are raging? So it's not this angry God who inflicts storms upon us to punish us. No! God, every time someone says that, God is like, oi, yeah. No! That's not what I, that's what the scribe wrote. He was grumpy that day. You know, maybe he didn't get an extra cookie at lunchtime. Who knows? No! I'm with you in your chaos. I'm with you in your pain. I'm with you in your joy. Because for wherever you are, I am. When there's a storm, when there's rain, the sun is hitting it, there's still some rain going, right? It's a combination of sun and rain that creates this rainbow. In the ancient days, the clouds were used as symbols of war. And here God is transforming this symbol into a symbol of peace. This is the God we worship. This is the God we love, the God of peace, the God of the rainbow and the dove, the God of love, and the God of wind that's moving like a piece of the people. So this covenant, what I love about it, it's all inclusive. It's not like a gym membership. It's all inclusive. Everyone has it, you know? Everybody, all generations, no matter who we are, Jew, Christian, Muslim, Gentile, pagan, atheist, God doesn't care. God has a covenant with every single being that comes into life. Why? Because God has breathed life into that being. God's essence is in that being. So why would God torment and repudiate or punish something that God's created? Something that God has literally gone into the world and breathed life, ruach, neshama, into this embryo, into this being, and then later on rejects it? That's not the God I want to worship. Sounds like an abusive God to me. Sounds like a God who just doesn't care. Because God does care. What I also love about this is that this is an ecological pledge. This is an ecological pledge that God has made that expects us to uphold. I'm making a covenant not just between the human beings, but between all creation. From the Salish Sea and all the critters that swarm and swim and fly over, to the beasts of the land, to the pets within our homes. God has made a covenant with them. Think about that. Imagine if we had a deeper appreciation of all of creation, all of life, instead of seeing it as either a commodity or as a thing They are the nuisance. They are blessing these animals and creation. I just had this image a few weeks ago, I don't know if you saw it, but when Suquamish tribe and the canoes were here, there's this beautiful image of, I think at night, they were paddling, and there's an orca that popped up between two of the canoes and reaching out. I mean, I don't care how grumpy you are in life, that's got to touch you. That's got to move you. Do you remember the story of years ago when the museum over at Washington University was returning, they were returning artifacts to the Suquamish tribe, and they boxed it all up, they put it in a U-Haul truck, you know, and they brought it over, it gets loaded on to the ferry. You know, the ferry, is that a beautiful boat? No, it's steel, right? And people are yelling at you, no, that way, no. Meanwhile, they're pointing somewhere else, you know, like, what? And do you remember the story? When the ferry left halfway over, all of a sudden a pod of orcas started accompanying the ferry. I get goosebumps thinking about that. I don't care whether it was a fluke or happenstance. To me, that was spiritual. To me, that's like a connection. To me, that's like, wow, we are so connected to each other. And so we have this ecological pact, this pledge, this covenant that we must make, not only to the animals of this generation and the earth of this generation, but to the future generations. Climate change is real. I am so sick and tired of people saying, climate change isn't real. Yeah, it is. The earth is round. Ice cream is cold. Climate change is real. Okay? I'm sorry, but no, you're wrong. And it is destroying our earth, and we must take a stand. So what symbols do you use in your life to remind you of this covenant, this pledge that we must make for our earth, for our animals? God uses the rainbow. So where in your life are you committed and pledging a covenantal relationship with the earth? Not just through recycling, not just through being mindful of what we're doing to this earth, but actively, politically, socially, what are you doing to protect the orcas that are dying, the salmon that are dying, to an administration that wants to take the eagle and other animals off the endangered species? I'm sorry, but really? The green. Okay, calm down. Rainbow. Jesus is. So as I mentioned with this hymn that we sung, to use that as a meditation. And so what I'd like to do is transition into the blessing of the animals. And we're going to do this in two parts. The first part again, if